She squeezed her big nipples and started to slowly suck them with her juicy red lips.
The following film is unrated and not recommended for anyone under the age of 17. It is also presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
In a world ravaged by the greatest scourge humanity has ever known.
Hello? Is anybody there? Hello?
Oh, God.
Mankind is now fragmented, broken, and fighting for survival.
Look at this map! DC, London, Tokyo, Paris, Moscow, all of it, especially Branson, Missouri, gone, taken over. I don't know where else we can run to.
But even in our darkest hour...
This isn't about where we can run to anymore. This is about where we can make a stand. This needs to be our line in the sand. I didn't spend 30 years in prison to die here!
The one thing we have left is the only thing that can save us.
We have to find that vault. We have to take what's in it and go global, over the airwaves. We aren't alone. And if this plan works, we have a fighting chance against this thing.
Our creation nearly destroyed us. We need another one to settle the score.
So how is this even supposed to work?
It was the stories that did this. They took on a life of their own, and everything went too far. The chaos was global. It was like a viral thought, turning everyone against each other. Who would want to live in a world where imaginations could come up with stuff like this? But the key was in front of us this whole time. The ones that lived, they all had something in common. They were drunk. They didn't care about the stories, and that is how we wiped this thing out.
Brought to you by the same network that gave you Wicked Anime, Flame On, Dungeons and Doritos, and many more.
Booze for freedom!
Cette histoire de la merde!
This is what my country bred me to do.
Nerdy Show Network presents... Friday Night Fan Fiction. Rated R starts Friday.
Nor is any...
Like to play with, not to eat.
Wait, are we talking about semen?
Yes.
No, no, you can eat semen and not throw up instantly.
No. It's fun to play with, but not fun to eat. I mean, it's sticky. It's kind of like the stuff that was inside Stretch Armstrong. Just you know,
no, it's not.
It's a little bit more stainy.
Not slightly like that.
I did you never open up your Stretch Armstrong as a kid?
Wait, have you never eaten cum?
Are you 5 years old? Did you even have Stretch Armstrong?
Yes, I know what Stretch Armstrong is. You fuck.
I wonder if there's a sex position called the...
I'm 12, not 5.
I wonder if there's a sex position called Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch arms. Oh, yeah. There's got to be.
I'm sure there is.
I'm sure there is, yeah.
There has to be by now.
Somebody look it up on fucking, whatever the hell it's called.
Urban Dictionary?
Urban Dictionary, yeah. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction, where we discuss the intricacies of semen and semen cooking.
And
semen and semen accessories.
Which you can buy at chicken.com.
Isn't there like multiple books about semen cooking?
No, there's just one. And while talking about books that you can buy on Amazon, you can buy Friday Night Fan Fiction t-shirts on Amazon. Both
Whoa,
male,
Steve-o, you
female,
have
two designs, also for kids. Buy them Not for more. Your kids.
Little Timmy's gonna wear this to school. It's gonna be great.
What does read not ahead mean? Oh, well, it's this show where they say a lot of bad things. It's really cool.
They talk about the intricacies of cum.
Oh man, that would be
blue.
A great that would be a great commercial for us. It's like, mommy and daddy are going to bed, so don't disturb us. We need some private time. And then the kid opens the door, and it's just mom and dad in front of the computer listening to Friday Night Fan Fiction
while drinking cum.
That's amazing.
Yeah, while drinking cum martinis.
Cum martinis.
Just drink every time you
I'm pretty sure Cum Teenies is a porn series. I'm like 100% sure.
Alright, so joining me tonight is not David. David is currently on the moon, as usual.
China Moon?
On the moon?
Yeah, China Moon, exactly.
The return of China Moon.
Joining me tonight amongst regular hosts are Sean, Logan, and Val. Val will be our temporary David tonight.
So Val's going to have to play video games.
Is that because you still want me to put on the costume again?
I thought we weren't going to discuss the things that I said in my sleep. Our guests tonight are Juicy Gore, Gore Juicy Fruits. Al Gore eats Juicy Fruits.
You just call me Lucas.
Okay. Al Gore eats Juicy Fruits.
Whoa, way to take the fun out of it.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
It's like there's fruit explosion in my mouth.
So, I Google Stretch Armstrong sex, and the third link is the dangers of treating your penis like Stretch Armstrong.
Moving on. Very much moving on. Our other guest tonight is Mana. Welcome back, Mana, and welcome back, Lucas.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
It's like, is Mana your real name? Are you like a limited resource in a tabletop card game?
That's not how you say that word either. It's not Mana.
It's Mana.
You uncultured fuck.
I will continue calling it Mana. You can be quiet. Oh god, that Stretch Armstrong, no! That looks awful, is what you mean. Tonight we'll be continuing the story we were reading last time, Just the Way I'm Not. We were at page 19 at the wonderful cliffhanger of Suddenly Batman. We will be reading a few other stories tonight, but we'll get to those in due course. I will be opening tonight because
Please
Batman.
Link. Please link.
The link's already in there, isn't it?
No.
Oh, I'll link it again. There we go.
You didn't link the right one at first.
Well, I linked a bunch of them because Mana needed to front load them.
Mana.
I will continue calling her Mana! Just like I'm going to continue calling Lucas Al Gore!
I thought it was Al Gore eats Juicy Fruits or whatever.
Yes.
Speaking of Al Gore, let's read.
Just the Way I'm Not. Part 2 by XXX Kawaii or Kit. Yeah. XXX Kawaii Candy XXX. Page 19. Suddenly Batman. 22 X's. 1 hour of summer later. Another 22 X's.
No, later. XXXXXXX.
Later.
There was no Z in that one.
God damn it. Fucking jelking, man. That's so stupid. I'm so upset that I know what jelking is.
I was dreaming. Kanye West, A.N., oh, Thort's notes, his so hot, OMG Alex is bi sex, y'all, too, but he doesn't thank Kanye East so hot.
No, it says is hot.
Hot.
East is hot.
No, yeah, East is. You said
Kanye East is hot. I mean, have you looked at him?
No, he's not.
Oh,
well, no, that Kanye East is shadow Kanye West, and he's not attractive at all.
That gives me
Kanye West is like so attractive, but Kanye East, shadow Kanye, not attractive.
That gives me the like ridiculously quadruple chinned frowny face that follows afterwards. WTF was dare, and I was leak. OMG, Kanye West.
West.
Kim K was dare too, and we were all having a threesome and N. Orth ended, East was watching, and Alex don't know who she is. Cell with the frowny face. WTF. My friend Emily suddenly came into the room. This is awful, by the way.
No!
Whoa.
Whose fault is this? Like, whose fault is this, Steve?
I don't know whose fault it was.
It's yours!
We read what we are given. It's my fault because I created the damn show?
No, yes.
It's your
fault
because you're the one who approved of this one.
I approved almost everyone that was fan-submitted because it's fan-submitted. They took the time to submit. We're going to read it.
I swear to God, this one was not me.
I don't believe you for a second.
In any case, moving onward, because we've... I don't think we covered every direction. There's no south yet. My friend Emily suddenly came into the room. OMG, WTF, you're having a threesome with Kanye and Kim K and didn't tell me?
Well, it wouldn't be a threesome then.
She screamed, parentheses, my friend Emily is from school. She leaks distery? Is that subject now? Distery?
She leaks? Yes.
That's ancient disease that people got on the Oregon Trail.
American distery, pre-civil car. Her, lol, get it? Cause dis and story. Ugh. She's also sure. A scene, and she like Kanye F. Wait.
She's a whole scene.
She's a whole yes. scene. I'm choosing to believe
they're all the whole scene.
I'm choosing to believe that that F is just a really dapper comb over the smiley face. Hey yep. guys, it's Alex. Kathy still doesn't read my edits, so I kinda gave up and I'm just gonna add stuff like this. Butts are so motherfucking great. Lol. Wait a minute. Who is Kathy and why are they me as a girl?
Kathy is the author. Alex is probably the better reader. Or
oh,
something
sorry.
Like that.
The French guy who made that.
Alex is the editor.
Oh.
Alex is the editor. No, he's not a French guy.
We are reading the only fanfiction author who could afford to pay an editor.
It's not him.
Pay him.
Her?
It's a volunteer position.
It's a volunteer yeah. position.
Yes. Aww.
Unpaid labor.
What?
It's what I like.
Shut up and fucking read, you asshole!
I can't hear you! Okay, moving on. We all had sex, Rufflecopter, LMFAO, tonguey face. Chapter 14. How do you read that?
Dash, dash, dash.
I don't know.
Slash, dash, dash, dash.
Let me take a look.
Yes, exactly.
Triple negative over triple negative, you're out of HP. It was Xmas! We all work up, and Diego held me statistically.
Statistically, huh?
He was so hot, as in Pizza Hut.
Yes.
I went to kiss and make that wig him and sexy him. Scene was touching his necklace by Casserole?
No, castor oil.
Castor
oil.
Yes, castor oil. And looking into the fire, Kenley?
No, Senley.
We were Botigal. Son of a bitch, I read ahead.
Drink.
Suddenly, or den suddenly, Satan! Whoa. Two dashes. Lol, Santa. Lol, Santa comed, and we spoke to him. We stole all his gifts, Lel. He cried and pushed up the chimney. I gasped. Santa is so grenign, said a Bilbo. Ha, hazersh, yes, one. Harry responded with brown dress.
Yes, brown dress.
Which, for some reason, Google doesn't identify as being an incorrectly spelled word.
It's oh, you so, know, you haven't heard of the famous brown dress? I mean, it was all the rage back in, like, the 1500s.
Mm. A duck passed by, and we gazed hotly.
At the duck? Sure.
At the duck.
At the duck.
Quack! Good night, and Emery, little triple Xmas, author's note, parentheses, sad face, Airheads, nothing. And parentheses, bool, triple X, ha ha ha, headed.
HD, HD.
Double HD, man, this is 4K shit. Soon lie, I heard a knock at the door. I went to open it. It was Dylan and Cole's spouse.
Yes.
Oh,
you got Cole for Christmas.
My fossil fuel energy source wife. Oh my god, what you doing her? I screamed. We're Satna's elves. Eden, we have a present for you. The Satin forgot to give you. OMG, 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 what is it?
You forgot an OMG!
I said three OMGs.
No, you said two.
I swear you said two.
All right, well, coming from my perspective, I just edited in the third, so I'm right.
No, fuck you. I hear you from up here.
No, you don't. Next up is Mana.
She's not going to read until you say her name right.
Next up is Man A.
Mayonnaise.
Next up is mayonnaise.
Oh, Patty mayonnaise?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Then they both leaned in and kissed me. Lots of exclamation points. That's present, they said at the same TM. I love it! And then I fainted because they're so hot.
That's a little
odd. Why does a scene kid love Dylan and Cole Sprouse?
I don't know. That's a lot of underscores. Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Five minutes of summer later.
I didn't study for this exam. I don't know what to fill in the blanks here. Fuck! I'm just going to put Santa and hope it's right.
Or Satan.
Santa. Hey, it's Alex. I would like to apologize for the stupidity of this fanfiction. You're all probably wondering why I, such an old and wise soul...
Weez!
No, wise, it's... Or Y-Z, or...
Y-Z.
Weez. And with such a moron. Well, my fellow emo men's rights activists... I'm gonna piss off Jesus so many feminazis, lol. Worms. Catherine... That's right, that's her real name, not Kathy.
Oh my god!
There's so many parentheses in this. Catherine is young, but she has already developed an ass that won't quit and titties that are perfect. I just hope she lets me bury my bone in her. With best regards, Alex.
Dear everyone that's reading this, I'm the editor and I'm hoping to bone the person who's writing this despite their stupidity. Love, internet asshole.
Yep, pretty much. P.S. Don't comment anything about this. I don't want this absolute idiot to find out I'm only with her to fuck her. Onwards with this horrendous story.
I feel like we're encroaching on an after-school special about being with somebody because you love them, not because you want to fuck them.
Sure. Why not?
I don't think you want this to be an after-school special, Steve-O.
I really don't.
You're not already an after-school special?
I mean, how are you going to sell like, those kids' t-shirts?
Way after school?
Yeah, how are you going to sell our kids' t-shirts?
That's right, how will we sell the official Friday Night Fanfiction kids t-shirts in two designs and of any color you want?
Whoa, I can get them in any color?
Yes, even semen!
And shipping is affordable for someone like me who doesn't online shop?
No!
I walk up with Balbo standing over me. Oh, golly, are you okay?
I hate it when Balbo stands over me.
No, I hollered. Cool and Dylan.
You skipped the line.
No, she wrote it. She read it.
Oh.
Drink, Sean.
All right.
Lel, cause Xmas. Me!
Me?
Jesus appeared sexily.
Sure.
Why not?
Lindley, you are sinner, he hollered. Jesus, no! I screamed as he shined a light at me, and suddenly I was in heaven. Obama was there.
Okay.
He walked up to me. Hello, Lindley. OMG, how do you know me name? I know everything. Everything.
Isn't that a Foo Fighters song?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna claim the next chapter as my own.
You read ahead, drink.
But wait, why are you in heaven? You're alive. I'm God. Whoa. Anyway, oof sinned, he sighed. Oof let Alex touch her boob. Yeah, it felt good to him. Tis a sin, he hollered. And for that who shall be punished.
Punished?
Abmana, yeah. No!
Abmana!
Alright, Logan, you're up next.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
All right. Let me get a deep breath.
And then we lost him. Good night.
Bye. Goodbye forever.
He will be missed.
O's into infinity.
He's still going, but he doesn't realize that Discord cut him off.
No, I stopped.
Oh, there we go. Welcome
all right,
back.
Wait a minute. What? Because there's something other than just, oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't gotten through all the O's yet.
Yo's? All the Yo's?
Oh!
Why is your microphone cutting after 5 seconds?
I don't know!
Your voice
Jay
is
Discord's
strong.
Like automatically cutting out because it thinks it's just like background noise.
I'll have to mess with the settings or something. Boop, hey, it's Alex. And then a lot of O's. This is a lot of O's.
There must be really big fucking fans of the Orioles.
You know how when they're singing the national anthem and they stop and do the O really loud? It's like this, but for multiple hours. Many more O's. Feminists should die. Some more O's. Men's rights are important too. And then a bunch more O's.
And zeros.
Meninism is life.
Meninism.
Oh, meninism. Yes, meninism instead of feminism.
Oh, I thought they meant the people that with the carts and the beards that make the butter.
No, not the Mennonites.
Oh, okay. Good clarification.
Then there's some more O's. My hair matches my... some more O's. Spoiler, it's black. Feminazis should suck my dick. Lamau, that's right. Be mad. Tumblr feminists.
This reads like a Gawker comment section.
You're not wrong.
I'm not.
Chapter 15.
Once again. Oh!
Obama said, repent for your ways. Lol, Obama is a furry. You're a young prezen, and young prezen shouldn't have a child. You have to clee your baby. Suddenly, everything went black and then white and then normal. I was back in me living room and big ol' Bonnie was stall sitting for me.
Oh, gee, Lindley, you're alive. Tis a Xmas miracle.
And summer.
What happened? You were out for like five ever, Baggins Bilbo said. Wowb, it had a dream. Dat Obnana Brock.
Yes!
Pokemon was good, and dat I had been punishing. He said, I need to kill me bebe. WTF, but you just gave girth. My
yes, you gave girth.
For Rom upstairs. No one asked you, mommy!
Asked.
I shouted pointlessly back with a pitiful sog. Maybe you should wait a bit and see, cause it's Xmas. Yes, you're too right. Harry Pot and Outhors notes.
Outhors, yes.
Yeah, Outhors. Lol houses. XDXD, Alex told me what it was today. I want some pot. Okay. I responded briefly. Breathly.
Next up is Valerie.
Oh, God. A lot of asterisks and more asterisks and more. And more. We were in that dying room, and you, author notes, get it because living room is too mainstream. I'm funny. And okay. Harry and Dean were exchanging Xmas gifts.
Like, gifts.
We laughed like Laffy Taffy. And Harry opened his goff.
Oh, that's dangerous to do. Don't do that.
Yeah, you shouldn't open your goff.
Yeah, no. It was... An invincibility croak! We all gasp dramatically like, that's a croak, Dad Marks, you invincible.
It's a croak!
Crack! Wow, WWW, we said all ladylike. Harriet.
Oh, even Harry?
Yeah. Harriet threatened John and he became invincible. Rock Grimes, my cousin, that's one of the most popular scene kids in that county, walked into.
Wait, Rick Grimes?
Yeah, Rock Grimes.
Oh, so not the guy from Walking Dead.
My mistake. My mistake.
Walked into the room with a sigh. Wattpad, Wattpad, are you all doing? You're supposed to open the gigs downstairs. He rolled his eyes and joined us anyways. He is hot and made me want to share insect with a C. Yeah, with a C, with him. He had a really seen and died neon, like, or... Nyan. Beard, and it was king hot. I sighed, depressing like as I remembered my convo with Alabama. So then, Ellie, Hannah Montana, wook in. I never seen Hannah Montana, but Miles Cyrus is hoot as foo, asterisk. Kit, but not in a Lebanese way.
Wouldn't want that.
No, he's not Lebanese anyway, so. She had wide lang hair down to her supple buttocks. She walked over to Ricky Grimm's and made outy.
It is Rick Grimes!
No, it's Ricky! Catherine is so fucking stupid. We should all kill her morbidly. Alex, not the stupid baby Lindley had. Suddenly, the Rock Dwayne Johnson walked in. He my new celeb crush! Exclamation points aplenty. Fuck off, Martin Freeman, you short, angry imbecile. Snata came down that chimney. A lot of exclamation points. He gave me a gift of true love. Okay, bye, I need to sleepy now. It's Xmas tomorrow as I'm rattening this, but I'll psot it tamari. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, a few more. Less than three hearts. A lot of ASCII hearts. Two commas, ASCII heart. Lots of love and hoep for your Xmas holly 2 weeks. And author's note. Because it isn't one day, it's 2 weeks of holly 2 weeks. Ha 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 ha, lol, ruffle lol. I'm tired, good nighty. Chapter 16. It was 2015, OMG, 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 after that Xmas incident, and everyone was enjoying their Xmas gifts. I was sad because I had to kill Alex.
I really want to know when we shifted heart. Into this stupid fucking Christmas special. Like, it just does not jive with everything else that had happened up to that point.
What do you think we've been reading, man? It perfectly jives with this nonsense.
Finnegan's Wake?
No, we're not reading Finnegan's Wake.
Okay, because that book sucks.
Yeah. I didn't know what to do, so I prayed to Unbama again. The next pages are... awesome.
Oh.
Who gets the privilege of reading them?
Oh, right. I had a list, but I blocked it out. Lucas, you're next.
Oh boy, okay. So. He unexpectedly came into my room and laughed dramatically. Suddenly, he grabbed the corner of his face and lifted it off, and it was a mask, and underneath was...
Dumbledore.
No, okay.
Kristen Stewart!
Okay, and then there's some weird ASCII arrows.
It says Kirsten, not Kristen.
I thought
Kirsten, yeah. You said Kristen.
Whatever. Kirsten, I moaned to her.
Kirsten!
You're so hot, Lindley. Kirsten replied hotly. He was wearing a black dress that fell to her ankles and had high platform. She was also wearing light pink, i.e. pie, ha 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 ha, lips
block,
lip block, and tail founding. Jesus. Her hair was up in a pony, My Little Pony tail, and she had green and white hair extensions. Lol, JK, no homo.
What? Beautiful.
What?
Are you reading her?
You just do another one.
Okay. Sudenly, Nimbus Vaggings.
Vaggings or Vaggings? I feel like
Nimbus Vaggings.
Fuck it, I'm drinking anyway. A beard.
No, a preared.
Oh my. Okay. Be gone, you evil watch! Screamed at Karsten. Steve yearned and threw water at her. Neo, I'm melting! Infinity. D screamed. OMFG, WTF. I whistered orgasmically?
Okay. Yeah, I whisper orgasmically sometimes too.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't happen often.
Chapter 17.
There's still more!
Not yes. An actual chapter.
Oh,
but
fuck you!
To be said. Oh, don't blame me. I am
not talking to you. I'm talking to the world.
I am blaming you.
Oh. You fucking would.
Broke my heart. Thank you to Snake Charm 79.
Snake Charm 79. That's the new main character from Kojima's next game.
Oh, no, Mpreg Daryl
no,
Dixon.
It's Mpreg Daryl Dixon, man.
Same difference. I would imagine Mpreg Daryl Dixon would have his own Tumblr and he would name himself something like that.
This fanfuck was on an artisal, a boot band fanfic.
Oh, this turned Canadian.
And I'm really mad. TBHHHHHHH. I fucking put effort. Fart in
fart. Thank you, Alex, the editor.
In this fanfiction, I fucking work on this and fuck pretentious assholes who think they're on a high horse just because my writing style is different from others. Because I'm a fucking teen! I'm only 12. Why do grown-ups always feel the need to act so condescending?
12 is not
12, and
teen.
Alex wants to hit that?
Wow! Like, oh my god! This is
he knows what he likes.
Much? Like,
Bible Belt? The Thailand? Where the fuck are we?
I don't know. I lost track.
It's not real.
To answer...
I know, but still.
To answer some questions. I'm fucking tired of people asking if this is serious or not. Go back to your nest of hatred and hatred for teens, lick me. I am sorry that you think my writing style sucks, but I genuinely love writing this way. And if you have a problem with this, then don't fucking read it. I originally started writing this so that people who love the same stuffs as me could enjoy this.
This is scary because it's like the author has multiple personalities, and every once in a while, it ticks over into either good or bad writing, spelling, punctuation.
Yep.
There are lucid parts of the last, like, two paragraphs, but just the dark side, it's too strong, and it's always pulling the author back.
Alex actually did his fucking job and edited those lines.
Only those lines.
Just those lines.
Very, very specific
editing. Too much effort to look at the rest. Anyway, yes, I'm mad that this was on that artisal. I did not consider my fanfic bad, and I cried for an hour last night because everyone in my life seems to hate me. Alex is making me change just so that he likes me. My parents think I am a disappointment. am failing all of my classes, and I borrow why.
The aneurysm hit right at that moment.
The irony
blood
is that
clot
she's actually...
right in the brain. Barrel I have.
The irony is that she's actually passing English.
Oh.
Maybe Alex is the English teacher.
Oh, God.
That's a weird
plot twist
story to put forth. Steve, I don't like that narrative. I'm going to veto that one. Not a fan.
Okay. I borrow why a achieve friends. Why do you think that making fun of me would solve anything? Fuck you. Fuck my friends.
Prance.
Okay.
All right, guys, we're at the top of the roller coaster right now. Keep reading.
Whee! Fuck Alex.
Fuck school.
Fuck Empire Magazine. Fuck off. I thought people
all right.
liked.
We're cresting the hill.
I thought it would be different and good. I feel bad for even.
All right, now we are descending very quickly.
Oh no. Epmir can keep that artizzle up, and in my fanfic can stay heat there. But I hope who
or whap
whap
who hope. Well, whap. I like hope so. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope whoever wrote that artizzle knows that because of them, a 12-year-old me will cut to neeked. Fuck everyone. Catherine Alexandra Harmon.
At least she can spell her fucking name.
It's a miracle. It's a Christmas miracle.
It's tattooed on.
Thank you, Obama Santa.
P.S. Arar XD. Fuck off. Chapter 18. Okay. Actual chapter. A.N.
Yay.
Aviators Nathan. Yeah, XD. Okay, geese. So I talked to Alex.
Pretty much. Wait, no. Oh, it's literally.
And he mad me realized how gross being happy is. So yeah. I'm emo now.
The true story of AFI.
I hanine my life. I hanine ever to. And you should all die. Especially the ones who said my fan function sucks dick. Oh no, wait, censored. You gotta censor that out in post. Lil Alex told me what dick means.
Man. No way.
Mans.
Yans.
He showed her what it was during English class.
I want to know what dick is.
I like this narrative.
And this author can narrative. Blow me.
Plaz, can someone explain Wiz is there immortal? Question upside down exclamation points. Lel,
well, if you go to season zero of Friday Night Fanfiction, you will find My Immortal read by us.
Oh,
no, it's their immortal.
Oh yeah. God damn it.
Totally different. Maybe we can read their immortal one day. Who knows? Lel, I don't get it, because everyone talks about it in the comments. In reviews, Alex taught me how to kill someone today. We only
what?
Did it on
what?
That's like a
sure.
weird turn.
Hold on, when did she join Mossad?
I don't
After
know.
After he taught her what a dick was.
Sure.
We only did it on a mannequin, so don't ar-ostomy.
Ariesta.
Ariesta, hey.
Hey.
I'm
done.
Must be the money. Sean, take us home, even though most of us are already there.
I was sad. Christ, sweetheart was gone, so I cried. But not in a gay way, BC means happy, and I'm not happy. Clappe a lang, if you do not feel leak, happiness is the truth. Cause I'm not happy, La 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 la. I H9'd that song. I H9 my life. The next D, I was in Belbo's bed. He was sleeping. Oh, you might want to talk to a doctor about that.
Yeah, go see a doctor. That's fucked up, yo.
But I was looking up at him, sexilt.
Sexilt.
Oh, yep. Jesus sex-ilt. Christ! Oh,
don't read ahead!
No, I didn't read ahead. GBZ23 in the chat because, you know, we just talked about Alex and the teacher. Soldad high teacher suspected of sex with student. Alexander Luna Salazar.
Oh.
Please don't let this be true. Please don't
let it. Guys, I said I didn't like this narrative.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was...
You have spoken it into being!
And it was last month!
You spoke it into being last month.
Oh no, what powers do I have? Now. Somebody take me to Professor Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters.
You're like 30 years old.
I don't care.
He's young in his mind.
So deadly, the 14th Doctor walked out of the TARDIS with an emo face. Now, it was...
I'm not a Doctor Who fan, but I don't think they're up to 14 yet.
Yes.
Nope.
Oh, there's 14 Final Fantasies.
There's 15 Final Fantasies.
There will be. Math is a hard thing, I can vouch.
It was Brendan Urey from Panic at the Disco. I write sins, not tragedies.
Wait, no, he's a 13. Never mind.
He said punk. Very punk. Brendan, I love you!
No, I yub. I yub. One yub. I one of. I one of.
I one of you. Beal Bull showed it. I didn't know he was a PA exclamation TD fan. He took his sunic screwdriver out of his pocket and frowned heavily. Who is Brendan with my name in the doctor?
The DR.
DR. I cried sexually. Yeah.
Sexually. That was wrong.
Bren Brunello Mars star. He brooded to Brendan from Pancake at the dance floor.
I like Pancake at the dance floor better.
Yes!
Pancake at the dance floor.
I joined in. We had an orgy, and then Britney Spears started singing while blowing up Brundon. I squeezed my peach loudly. And then I cammed.
So, I'm a little, you know, I am a man. So, really? I'm a little unfamiliar with which part is the peach?
Oh, that's a good question.
A question that will last longer than our generation.
Yeah, because I don't even know if I'm really a girl, so.
Well, you're from Canada, so probably not.
No. Yeah, you're probably a polar bear or something.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Well, I'm probably not polar bear yet because my hair is pretty dark.
You're one of them polar grizzlies.
Maybe in 30 years when I become gray.
She's one of them squatches.
Yeah, you know, it was just because she was having a really bad day when the guy took that video. She turned around, gave him a mean look, and then walked off. Explains fucking everything. Please continue.
Brendan was so hot. When I opened my eyes, he was kissing me emily, and his hands were on his thang. And a shitload of exclamation marks.
On his thang.
Also, leak, I H9 my life, just saying, but
no,
not...
saying, like...
Oh, just saying, but not Brendan, Uri, in Gerald Way... Lil, MCR is the best BC. They are so emo.
Each time I see Uri, I think of urine.
You mean like Jimmy Urine, the front man for Mindless Self-Indulgence?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, he is pretty cool.
Chapter 19. Milky Way joined us and master booted to P exclamation
ETD. No, not master.
I'll...
Mark two. Marta booted.
Marta
booted.
Marta booted.
Yeah, Marta or Marta booted.
Marta booted to P exclamation ATD and D. MCR.
As this story continues, I feel like I'm looking at commit code for an open source project on GitHub. Fucking Al, my brain. Compile errors everywhere.
Oh no!
Parentheses AN colon parentheses author's notes and parentheses colon. I fucking love Milky Way.
They're pretty good. Milky Gerard. Way Dark is the best one.
I prefer Arrow.
Okay. Because that's Gerard. Canada only.
No, crisp, Coffee Crisps.
Oh, and Wunderbar. We don't have fucking Wunderbar down here.
Which I don't get because they're so fucking good. And they're big.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Gerard Way's boy, den the M and Am joint. Den Skittles.
Whoa, Skittles too?
Yeah, apparently. Parentheses auto, parentheses Atari knob. What? Parentheses colon, warrant this on my BRB Ruthers iPhone. So autocorrect is a batch. BTW, I'm kind of out of ideas for the plot. Question marks. So of any of ooh have ideas, comments, plills. Okay, so Lindsay was in her bathroom bleeding her hair. Okay. Biblo and Alex Biblu. Ran in. Biblu and Alex ran in, smiled circularly.
I don't even have any material to work with anymore here.
There's nothing circularly. We can do.
No, there's nothing. I know I've been like super quiet today, but it's because there's literally nothing you can make fun of here anymore.
You need to pay attention.
It's
like
fiction.
Fang?
Yeah, fangs.
Fangs
Bablos. For the revows.
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 Yes, revows.
You're flaming the story, okay, preps. Bablos said, HLO Lindley.
Lindley.
Lindley. Alex sard it to Cree. Suddenly, a bunch of periods. Doctor Broan arrived out via the DeLorean! Exclamation points. E. Lindley, you have to go back to the future.
Futaware.
Futanari. I dyed my hair green. Lil Jangrin. Lol.
Normally when people grow up, get older, and get more education, their writing improves. Is this the curious case of Benjamin
She's
Button?
12!
She's still 12.
It doesn't matter. It's gotten worse than from the beginning. That's the problem.
She's still 12.
We're regressing here.
That's what fanfiction does to people.
Oh, it really does.
Ah ha 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 ha. April Fools. Ooh. Shitload of exclamations once again. I dyed my hair red. Leak Gerard Way, as in, like, protein.
Ways.
And then Marty McLaugh walked oot oof. Dakar with Einstein.
Einstein.
I love Marty McLaugh.
Einstein. La the dog nut the actor Avley Einstein.
Einstein.
God. I cried. Wati. What happens in the future?
Well, we finish this story and we give up on everything.
No, I'm just going to stop right here and we're going to continue show in silence.
No. No.
Oh, no.
No, I kind of like this. It's a good idea.
Okay. Logan's with me. That's good enough for me. Alex smiled diagonally.
No, not diagonally.
Yeah, he stopped midway.
Diagonically.
What the fuck is that? Doc Etcher, Emmett Brownies, side passionately, is not you, is Bigelow. Let's go. Lev, Alex, and Dilgo here.
Dilgo.
N0 Way. Elio Gerald Way. I'm not leving. W/O/ Fiablo and my bae, Alex. Let's go with them, I screamed. I scream XDXD, sky. Marty McLiff cried but nodded. So did Doc Bose. Okie dokie. Go, go, go. I landed into the team travel DeLorean, and we left by filing.
Yes, filing your taxes.
Yes. L-E-M-A-O. Goodbye, cruel Wald.
Wald.
Warlorded.
Some issues with delivery, but overall a very compelling story. IGN 6.5 out of 10.
Editor's choice.
I feel brave.
Feel a surprise winning material right there.
Watch out for the new Oculus Rift exclusive edition coming out next year. Oh, fuck this shit. Oh my god, that was terrible! Fucking Kawaii Candy! Fire your editor and then fire yourself out of a cannon into the sun. Next up is Inga Breaks Captain America.
Yes! Yay!
Can you post a link to that? I don't want to scroll all the way up.
Yes, I will post a link to it. In between the explanation of vagina dentata. Okay, we finished the rotation, so it's back to me. Fucking wonderful. Wow, this is shorter than I remembered, so somebody might be getting undercut. Oh, well, we have another story after this anyways.
Well, it's because the first time it took us forever to read it.
This is true. Inga Breaks Captain America by Lil Guy. Inga Stan 6.5.
Hey, you forgot the original URL.
I ain't reading that shit. What do you think I am, a Hubbard?
Yes. Yes, you should be a Hubbard.
Ain't half.
Wait, no, I'm supposed to be. So, original URL.
No.
Don't forget the game on the stream there, Val.
Like, favorite, mm-hmm. subscribe for Valerie Hubbard. I suddenly have no penis.
You had one?
Fuck you.
Hashtag I thought you gave it to me, like...
Inga stands 6.5 feet tall and was solid muscles. She was amazingly beautiful. She was... Mm. She was true goddess. Her breasts were huge and at cartoon proportions.
Yeah, only one of them?
It's Russ Meyer movie.
No, it's the fucking entry to Toontown from Roger Rabbit with those big bouncy clouds in the background. Only their boobs. They are like two gigantic beach balls. There was nice, sexy curves to her body. Her hair is blonde and her eyes are blue. He body is very tall.
Yes.
She's superhumanly strong and durable, like adamantium. Her power is only matched by her depravity. She enjoy crushing men with her sexual skills.
Yep.
I thought it was sexual skittles.
Sure, let's go with that.
A German's greatest weapon. Oh. Sexual skittles.
Melt in your mouth, not your other mouth.
Oh.
Yeah. She brings them over the edge till and make them beg her to stop. She love violence and very sadistic. She was German and her army of women slowly was taking over. I fucking knew it, guys! There's an army of women out there! We have to defend our Reich!
Oh, fucking fem Nazis, man.
They can all suck my cock.
They're literal Nazis this time.
Yep.
Being fought on the other side by an army of Mennonites. Inga held one of Nazi guard in her arm. It was a fellow Amazon Helga?
Yes.
Is that like a brand name product from Jeff Bezos?
Yeah.
Sure.
She was not strong as Inga.
Oh god, that picture.
That is not.
Oh god!
The Skittles. I need to see this.
There's definitely a revenge.
No!
Fucking. There is some Attack on Titan Skittles bullshit going on here. Wow.
What's it, the strand of hair? It's the one strand.
It reminds me of a Politoed.
She was not
like Gollum.
She was not strong as Inga, but she was beautiful and stronger than most men. Helga, red hair seemed frazzled. The women had been making love for hours after Inga's victory over the army. She had destroyed Captain American army single-handedly with her bare hands.
Yes.
The pussy juice had soaked the bed and dripped down, creating a puddle of cum on the floor. Helga pussy was dripping wet with cum. That's implied. Inga dipped her fingers into what felt like a bowl of sweet juice.
No! Why not?
That was wonderful, Inga, she said.
You...
I'm drinking ahead of time.
You warned so bad yourself, little...
Sore.
I said sore.
No, sore. You said so.
As in sore like the eagle. You warned sore bad yourself, little crumpet, Inga said. She stood up, out of the kiddie pool of semen.
Of Skittles!
Of Skittles and semen!
Semen we're going, semen we're going back to the Kim Possible muscle rings fix.
No!
No!
That's my yeah, spiritual nice. Successor to Of Mice and Men, of Skittles and semen. She stood up. She was amazing. Her body dripped with sweat and her muscles flexed with energy. Fuck! It been said Inga could make a man come by just a look. Wow. Derelique!
How do you respond to Derelique? It just
by creating a pool of cum?
Yeah, but that's not
very good.
Oh, well.
Just a shake of her butt could break a man. Helga's seen it firsthand.
Excuse me.
She oozed sex and power.
She just needs a shower.
She already filled the kiddie pool with her ooze.
She must be very dehydrated. Just looking at her expired men to get down.
This is the real secret of the ooze.
Yep.
No.
She's Slimer from Ghostbusters.
To get down on their knees in fear from her power. It caused more to profess their love for her. Helga had learned from Inga. Every woman in her arm became powerful.
So she's fisting them?
Including Petunia from Pete and Pete. They become unstoppable and beautiful. They were goddesses. Her voice was just hypnotic. Enough foreplay. Time to interrogate the American.
That's hypnotic to you?
Yes. It's not hypnotic to you? Robots, no. Turn me the fuck on, dude.
ASMR.
Well, yeah, we're not into computers that much.
Oh, well, then I guess it's just me. Yeah. Me and my lonely 56K modem port.
Yeah.
Aww.
I don't feel bad.
Stick it in the port.
Yeah, it doesn't work after that. Inga said, "Very well, my mistress," Helga said. Helga walked over several passed out female guards. They all had big smiles on their face from intense sex Inga gave them. Helga was one of the few guards who could even somewhat keep up with Inga. I must use the lady's womb first.
Vom!
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 Helga said. She lifted up the toilet lid. A man head was in it. Fuck the accent. I don't like where this is going. His body hung from under the floor. Girls would constantly play with his cock from the bottom floor, draining him and violating his ass. His head was stuck into the toilet. He used to be a general before he was foolish enough to face Inga. Helga finished and got dressed in her uniform, Mana.
Inga wore boots and gloves. She wore nothing else. They walked down the hallway. They saw one of her guard beating up the bronze tiger. He was a hero who had skin of steel, as in robbery. They were no match for her guard. Guards that was beating him name was Lisa. She was a perky blonde girl with pigtail and 18 years old. She stood 5'6" and looked like a schoolgirl.
All right, maybe it's because I've seen Captain America now, but I'm imagining every single one of these women has the face of Hugo Weaving.
Oh. She was called the Snake Tamer because she could handle gigantic cocks with ease.
And also she liked snakes.
She hypnotized him with the flute.
There's a place in France where the ladies wear no pants.
She had Bronze Tiger broken. She was naked and drenched head to toe with cum. Bronze Tiger laid there bruised and beaten. His face was very bruised, in case you weren't sure.
I wasn't. Please. Thank you for clarifying.
No more, he begged. Having fun, Vinga asked.
No, really, I'm not!
Drinking. Inga asked, "Yes, mistress, I love these Americans. They are so easy to break," Lisa said in a squeaky voice.
In squeaky voice.
"Make sure the slave vein up his mess," Helga laughed.
That's not how you
That's not how you faux Germanic clean. No. Fuck! Ah!
Bah, 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 bah.
Woof, woof, woof. I like all the random capitalized words. They're all characters from Final Fantasy.
Yes, there is a character from Final Fantasy named Americans.
And they're all food.
They're sure, they're slave.
There's Vun.
There's Vun.
Yeah.
They walked on past interrogation rooms. Men and women were screaming. Ingo walked into the room with Captain America. He stood there completely naked. His muscles were flexed and his arms and legs stretched and tied.
Oh, I feel like I'm inside a Choaniki game.
Oh.
Wonderful.
His cock was erect from the sight of the women. He hated himself for that. His body was still bruised from his battle with Inga. Book at me, she said.
Yes, book at me.
He looked. Inga snapped her finger. Helga grabbed him by the hair and lifted his head up. Do what she tells you, pig, Helga said.
Oink.
Oink.
Oink, I'm a piggy.
Captain America gasped as she saw her. He was staring at a goddess. She smelt of sex. What is
sorry,
that
hold
music?
On. No, that's my phone. I'm sorry.
Is that your getting down music? Because that's pretty hot shit. Great summer jam.
That's our landline.
You have a landline? Like,
your landline sets up your hi-fi? That's fucking awesome.
It sounds like your face is beat red right now.
No, not really.
It's really
bad. It's not as bad as last time.
He could smell her from a miles away. Girl juice covered her breast and made it glisten. They were huge and looked even bigger under the flicker light. Her body glistened enough where it seemed like a glow.
Ew, girl juice.
Oh, she looks like a Super Saiyan.
Pretty much.
Oh, it's va. You have to put the
You like my body, little America? Vu want to touch it?
No, I don't know who Vu is! It's a Saturn mid-sized minivan!
It pretty much sucks.
She squeezed her big nipples and started to slowly suck them with her juicy red lips. Her nipples were erect at least 3 inches.
They could cut diamonds!
They were huge. She sucked them, dripping salvia down it.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Her body moved and bounced like the greatest dancer ever. She was so depraved, Captain America thought, but he never saw anything so sexy. She put her finger deep in her cunt.
Sploosh.
Sploosh.
Yeah, definitely, because next little sentence says it.
Her pussy juices were dripping down with big gobs of cum. She sucked her finger clean, taking gobs of cum.
Hey, it's technically recycling.
There's that.
For the environment? With a question? I don't know.
Helga looked in pride. She flexed her biceps, moving them up and down. Vu want me? She said.
Vu you.
She said nothing.
Also, Logan, you're next.
God damn it. Alright, would I deserve this? He said nothing. She walked up to him, so her breast was in his face. Just the one.
Boing!
This time, she spoke slowly. Do you want me? She said again.
Don't you want me, baby?
Baby,
don't you want me? She whispered in his ear. Do you want me?
Yes! Yes, I do!
He cried. Tell me everything.
Vu will be my dog.
Maybe she's having a Bell's palsy occur right now and just slowly her lips are ceasing to work properly.
Never, he said. He mustered what was left of his courage. The two women laughed.
The say that.
She took his cock in her hands. She stroked it up and down. Her hands were turning his cock into butter.
Oh, we're back to the Mennonites again.
Oh. Her rubbed the cockhead, knowing every pressure point. There's one. Captain America gritted his teeth. He tried not to give this Nazi bitch the satisfaction of making him come. She started him in the eye. He wanted to wipe that smug smile off her face.
I think Lazlo is not liking this.
Well, she's not alone.
American trying to hold it in. Inga laughed. Pathetic. Helga laughed. With Vine Hand, I can crush little... I can crush steel little hand. You'd be surprised what a body vart will do if you add strength to certain area of the body.
So, body fart? What?
Yeah, she's gonna fart on him. She said...
It just takes a fart.
She was playing his cock like a flute.
Let me play you the song of my people.
No, what you gotta do is you hold it sideways, and then you blow across the urethra.
And then it goes...
Or you blow in and you make them a balloon.
Oh, no, we're not into lunars. Lunars. A lunar is someone who is turned on sexually by, like, balloons.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, I thought you said lunar.
I was like,
yeah,
lunar.
That's, that, there's their name, like,
as in
is
short
lunar.
For ballooner.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
She was
even, like,
the
as
right
in, like,
spot.
The moon.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
I just thought she was going to start her own one-man jug band.
She put her fist around his erect cock and squeezed.
I really like you doing it in this voice. Please continue.
I'll keep doing it for the, like, two lines I have left.
Great.
She screamed with an intense multiple orgasm.
You this sound like called... Cat Goldthwait.
This is called the squeezing sponge. Look at vor nasty cum. Tears running down vor little face like a deflowered girl.
Next up. Oh, God. Next up is Val.
Oh, Bobcat's okay. Done.
Can't stop
no
coming and coming.
Until I get back.
Ingen knew she could make a man come forever. To her, a cock was like a heart.
Forever?
Yep.
Forever
and ever and ever. To her, a cock was like a heart. It can shoot truckloads of cum if pumped right.
What?
I think she's confusing a dick with teeth.
What? Since when can teeth shoot truckloads of cum, Val?
Yeah, I
no,
don't think
milk
either.
No, anyway. I don't think she is. I think you're confused.
I think we're all confused. Like, let's be honest.
It's all right. I'll just keep reading. He begged her to stop losing all control. Orgasms hit every part of his body.
Well, bam.
Even his eyelashes and his toenails.
Well, bam.
Bam. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Look, he crying, Inga. Vigzil girl. Nick Fürty would up a better fight than him.
This reminds me of that fucking Jack and Baxter fic we read, where
oh,
all the pronouns
God.
Were like zeer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
zeer. Yep.
That was Elga. A bad fic.
That was really bad.
You're not wrong.
Elga laughed. Look how easy you are to break with vine bare hands. You like the smell of Helga pussy on my lips.
Oh my God, Val,
have
so
they...
Because this is turning me on so much.
Here, have a taste, bitch. She kissed him. Her tongue went deep in his mouth. His toes curled due to the intense kiss. His breath went away and he fainted in her arms. She slapped him awake and kissed him again, stroking his cock and making him spasms. Like, not spasm, like, she's making him spasms. Like, she's making him, pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
Please, I'll tell you everything. All her plans. Please stop, he cried.
Oh,
he
please
so
stop.
Broken.
I can't take it.
Oh. I'm really into Bucky. Please.
He's got such a strong left arm.
He felt so broken. He was betraying his country, but right now he would do anything to worship Inga and do anything to get her to stop. Vuh, America. Don't know about the power of sex, your puny Puritan ideals, and you weak puny women stick. Women make you weak. Soon all the women will dominate the men. They will become the master of men. The women was of course V under me and vine top women for
this fall on Cartoon Network, Z-Women!
Yes. But they will be more powerful than they ever been under the puny American rule, Inga said. She licked her finger clean and forced sticky fingers in her mouth. Calls this the Stank Sword of Doom.
I forgot about that! That has to be my band name for something.
I forgot about Stank Sword of Doom.
I vote for this as the title of the episode. She put her finger together and shoved it deep into his ass like a sword. It hit his prostate pressure pointing, sending an intense orgasm through his body.
And also knocked him out, to which she proceeded to teabag him until he respawned.
She kept fucking him like that, putting part of her arm in as she stroked him. She did this with her hands for half an hour. He couldn't even speak anymore. Inga calmly turned around, took him inside her thick ass. What? Her muscle massage is cock pumping him for sweet jazz.
Fucking David Brubeck's take five on full jazz band plus vagina.
Oh,
it just sounds like a jug.
their hit single, The Stank Sword of Doom.
Oh, she loved the power. It made her so wet she could fit her fist up her cunt with ease. She fucked herself to an intense multiple orgasm. She continued milking him as she brought herself to intense pleasure. She licked her sticky fist clean. Her ass bruised his cock. Helga loved the sight. As in website, and quickly pulled her pants down. The two Amazons rubbed their pussies against each other, bringing each other to orgasm.
And starting a fire.
Push. Hour later, she was done. She wasn't done let punishing him. She grabbed an American flag on the table. She chucked it to him. Jerkoff vid it, she said.
Oh, thank you.
Was shocked at what she asked. Wait, wasn't he tied, like, arms and legs spread out? Whatever.
He was chained up to the wall.
Oh, he has, like, a third arm or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's called his penis.
He's borrowing Bucky's left arm.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. He was shocked at what she asked. Do it! He wiped his tears. He started jacking off with the American flag. Tears ran down his eyes. In the back, an eagle cried a single tear. It was the ultimate humiliation. The women laughed as he ejaculated. She slapped him. He was knocked out and totally broken.
Yay! Yeah. Captain America, love and friendship!
It's over, but...
Well, I'm not gonna let people finish the show without reading at least a second time, so... I mean, Lucas, you said yourself, you requested animation...
I suggested anime.
Yeah,
but...
which is short for animation. Yeah.
Come on. B movie.
If you wanted something Japanese, it's called Japanimation, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have been very specific.
Because unfortunately, I picked out something from American animation, and it's a show called Arthur.
Damn it! It's not B movie.
And the story is called Alex Gets Circumcised.
What is with the circumcision lately, Steve? Oh, God.
What is with
what
the
Alex? What do you mean lately? The story's been on the docket for like a year!
I think it's important for you to, come out about your circumcision fetish.
I'm sorry, did you say come? I can't do it anymore!
By the way, which one is Alex again? Is it the bunny?
Alex is the moose.
Oh, okay. I don't remember Alex. I don't remember the characters from Arthur that well. I just remember Buster, his rabbit, then DW, and then, that's all I remember.
Yeah, no, Alex.
No, he's a rabbit. He's a gray rabbit.
He kind of looks like a groundhog.
Which one's the moose?
Arthur?
No, that's an anteater.
Is he? Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look up a picture.
I'm looking this shit up. Cast of characters on Arthur.
I linked a picture of Alex in the Discord.
Yeah, no, the bunny is Buster Baxter. Who the fuck is Arthur?
Arthur's an anteater.
He's the main character.
Who the fuck is Alex?
He's the fucking moose.
He's a gray rabbit.
He's the brown rabbit.
He's a poop. That's what he is. Let's call him a poop.
I've never seen this character before. I'm just gonna let that. I'm just gonna say that right now.
That's fine.
Yeah, he's not a main character. He's just like.
He's like in one episode in like seven.
There's Sad Violet in the background.
Why is there
because we can't figure out what the, who the fuck Alex is.
This is Alex Gets Circumcised.
Yes, Alex Gets Circumcised. Alex's mom take Alex to get circumcised. He needs to get circumcised to prevent infection of his penis. So wow. He will get circumcised without any anesthetic.
What?
What?
Wait. A proceeds, you know, cause and effect to B. Not happening here in any way.
Are you a doctor? Do you know what you're talking about?
That sounds incredibly painful. He will be strapped down instead. So he won't move as he is snipped.
I thought it was sniped.
No.
His mom got fucking sniped.
Sniper from like 100 miles away is just going to shoot the foreskin off.
His mom shows up in one of them hats and a jar of Girardi.
She shows up with a camera to videotape it all.
Girardi.
Just like old Steve-O.
I hate you!
Steve-O original.
Maybe you shouldn't have told us that story then. You didn't want us to bring it up all the time.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Never be sorry.
As it is done to him. See what happens. Alex, I am taking you to be circumcised, said his mom. Your foreskin is tight around your penis. I agree with you, said Alex. It hurts.
You're right. It is really tight.
It will hurt when you get circumcised, says his mom. But it would hurt worst if your penis fell off.
Ah!
Penis.
Whoa!
Your penis!
Whoa! That escalated quickly!
That has nothing to do with circumcision.
I mean, if there's an earthquake and the doctor slips.
Oh, no.
The Alex worst catastrophe.
That is true, said Alex. I am ready. They got in the car and drove to the doctor's office. And then went inside. They checked in to let them know he arrived. They are in the waiting area. Other boys are there. They see Slink is there as well as George.
It's a fucking circumcision party?
Yay!
Yeah, you know those like small parties?
Steve-O, it's just that video.
Welcome to the Briss Bash.
Yep.
For those of you that do not know, Briss is the Jewish word for circumcision.
A.
B. Okay. C.
You're there for a checkup. Okay, they're not going to get circumcised. Oof. That's good.
How does he
is
know?
Is there for circumcision after his checkup and a shot. Arthur DW and Kate for theirs.
They're circumcision too?
Pretty sure.
I don't know. The grammars is all fucked up, so I don't understand. They saw him there with his mom. Hi, Alex. Here for a checkup as well, said Arthur. Or what? Yes, for that, said Alex. And for circumcision and a shot. I don't think this doctor uses anesthetics, said Arthur. So it will hurt.
No.
That I know, said Alex. So yes, it will hurt. I will be strapped down. The Tibbles had it done, said DW.
Tibbles?
Yeah, the Tibbles. The Tibbles, yo. They're the Tibbles. Twins.
That sounds really familiar. I don't remember. I haven't watched Arthur in like...
They look like fucking hamsters or something.
Yeah, they're the little...
Oh, are they the ones with the huge cheeks?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're from Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, from The Trouble with
Tibbles.
So, you were strapped down like you will be. They was strapped down like you will be.
No down. There's no down.
Oh, my God. I would drink, but I'm done this drink. I don't want to go up and get more, so I'm just going to, like, bash myself on the head with this. It's not glass. It's, like, plastic. They was strapped like you will be. Slink's turn now. He is going in it. That doctor exams people naked, though he was stripped naked. Does he exam people naked? Said Alex. Or is it a rumor? He sure does, said Arthur. It is true. He is a very good doctor, said Miss Reed. Don't worry about anything.
I'm worried.
I am very worried.
I need an adult.
I need someone that is of adult.
I need a non-anthropomorphic animal to assist.
We need to check the doctor's credentials. I don't think a doctorate from the Grenada School of Medicine will qualify.
I don't know why when you said doctor's credentials, I just imagined, oh, well, I'll go get the chair leg.
Oh, oh no.
God damn it, Steve.
That is what I heard, said Alex. Mom here told me. You heard correct, said his mom. That is why I took you here.
This is like if a robot wrote a script.
It's
this
so
This is like
precise.
A children's story, but like written by someone who doesn't understand children's stories.
There's a difference between children's story and infantile writing. I think this is more of the latter.
Yeah.
I guess. See, pop, hop. Next chapter, someone else gets his or hers checkup next chapter. See what happens next. I mean, like, you just told us what happens next. Oh, chapter 2, Alex circumcised.
That's straight to the point.
Alex gets circumcised.
No shit! Alex-
Oh, you know, I would have never figured that out. I mean...
I forgot what the story is about. Can someone
tell
me?
I thought it was a prostate exam. Like, whoa.
I'm not sure it's anymore. Both. Is it for an ear infection?
I mean, Alex and his mom are talking about his penis and why he wasn't circumcised after birth, why no anesthetic will be used, and why he must get strapped down as the doctor removes his foreskin. That is what they are talking about.
Meanwhile, we're talking about how you can order some brand new, freshly made in third world countries, Friday Night Fan Fiction t-shirts!
Oh boy! Do they have
I thought you were
going to
say FNF. FNF foreskin.
Do they come with a complimentary circumcision?
Yes, Logan, every t-shirt comes with a complimentary mandatory circumcision!
Friday Night Foreskin is presented by the Nerdy Show Network.
Friday Night Fanfiction is also sponsored by Audible.com.
Going to Google, foreskin blanket.
Oh, no!
No.
Oh, hey, there's stuff on Etsy!
I am not surprised. There's a nice picture on Cafe Press that says, I love foreskin or I heart foreskin. And then if you look, it's actually a Snuggie.
No!
So, Mom, what will my penis look like once I'm circumcised? Said Alex. And why I wasn't after birth. We thought he would cut off your penis, said his mom. Now we know better. Makes sense to me, said Alex. Am I allergic to anesthetic? Yes, you are, said his mom. And if you are not...
Well,
that's not how it works.
Not in Arthur universe.
No.
And if you're not circumcised, your penis would fall off.
Thanks, Obama.
You will die if it happens.
Wait, what?
They're animals. Don't their penises just, like, retract or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're in a sheet.
Yeah, that.
Oh, I don't know like about...
Holy shit!
What a foreskin is.
That story I wrote when I was 7 was right. Every animal's a fucking samurai.
Whoa.
All right, next up is Sean.
The doctor will now see him, have him strip naked to examine him and circumcise him. Alex, the doctor will see you now, said the nurse, and take off all your clothes, including shoes and socks. Okay, let's get this over with, said Alex. How long will I be naked, Mom? You will be naked until you heal. What? That's not how it works. You have our permission. Let's take off your clothes. Sure, Mom, said Alex. You saw me naked lots of times. I allow you to strip me. Oedipus complex right there. I sure will, said his mom. My pleasure. She took off his shoes, socks, shirt, pants, and underwear, and looked at his uncircumcised penis. Let's examine you now, said the doctor. Then I will remove that foreskin. Sounds good to me, said Alex. To make sure I am healthy. You are healthy, said the doctor. Now lay down so I can strap you.
Wow, that was quick.
Then just think, Sean, we have recordings of you saying all of this.
I know. He was then strapped down. The doctor then washed his penis and getting the tools ready. This will hurt, said the doctor. You can scream and cry, and your mom can hold your hand. Can you, Mom? Said Alex. It might help me. I sure will, said his mom. So you can be brave as you're snipped. That will be good, said Alex. I am ready now. The doctor then removed his foreskin from his penis. Just like that. And the doctor put a bandage on it. Gave him a shot and talking. He wasn't allowed to get a shot.
Well, no, anesthetic, not like...
Oh, I see. Until you heal, you will need to sit to pee, said the doctor. You might need to be watched as you pee. I can allow that, said Alex. I will be naked for 10 days as well.
Okay.
Alex went home naked. He will begin healing.
I'm really,
like,
really.
Can't he just wear a kilt?
Really glad we glossed over the part where.
Yep.
Like, how was it taken off? Was it chewed off or what?
Oh, sniped off.
We have to assume it was chewed off because that's the only way. No, the only other way we've encountered it.
No, right. It's snipe.
Right. It got sniped off.
Next chapter, healing begins. See what happens next. Chapter 3, healing begins.
No shit.
Alex gets circumcised. He already was. Alex is at home, as naked as the day he was born healing. He will heal naked for the best healing. We see him going to the bathroom until he heals and has to sit to pee like a girl. He hates doing that. He prefers to stand to pee.
It's just more comfortable to sit down. Then you don't gotta fucking stand all the time.
Exactly.
I don't understand it, man.
You don't have to worry about aiming.
Yeah,
but
but you also get to fucking sit down, and I like sitting. Yes.
Nice and relaxing. But he must sit for now. Until he is healed, and his mom gets to remove his bandage. And she gives him baths. The bandages is waterproof. Can't wait until my penis heals, said Alex. I hate sitting like a girl.
Wait, yes. Like, doesn't usually, like, things like that, wounds heal faster when you can take the bandage off?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
You're supposed to keep dressing the wound.
But you have to, like, take it off and clean it and air it out.
Yes.
Yeah, air it out.
Also, how's the urine leaving the penis?
Magic!
I'll take that.
Good enough for me.
Cartoon characters don't need to pee.
Yes, but you must do it that way, says
No,
mom.
He has to sit down to pee.
Until your penis heals. And it is true, you will give me a bath, said Alex. Until I heal? Yes, indeed, said his mom. I will have to. Now you can read, Steve-O.
Alex then got off the toilet and washed his hands so he can get ready for dinner.
This voice makes me uncomfortable.
His mom...
Good.
His mom put a towel in his seat for his bare butt to sit on.
She doesn't have cushions on it? What the fuck?
She and her husband will take care of him.
In the butt.
To make sure his penis heals. They have a thing to put antibiotic ointment on that part so it won't fall off his body.
I don't think that's like a real... It's not a real danger of that happening.
Which could kill him.
It probably
is,
not.
It is now bath time for him. He got in the bath.
Okay, so food was pretty quick.
This bath feels nice, said Alex. Nice and hot. That's the idea, said his mom. Yes, that is his mother narrating the whole time.
I totally accept it.
To make healing better, it helps remove germs.
Yes, when you boil your kid, you're germs.
Kid soup coming up.
I always loved hot baths, said Alex. Now I have no skin to retract.
I'm drinking!
Thank you, Steve-O.
But Steve-O, you also don't have any skin to retract.
Yeah, we know because we have video evidence.
It is easier to keep cleaner, said his mom, since you're circumcised. He loves that bath a lot. He loves hot water.
He wants to make love to it.
He will always will love hot water. Really? That's what broke you? He was in it for half an hour. You're nice and clean, said his mom. Let's dry you off. That is good, said Alex. Then bedtime? Yes, indeed, said his mom. First, I have this to put on your penis. So it won't fall off, said Alex. Just in case? You guessed it, said his mom. Just in case.
Next chapter, he will be halfway healed. See what happens next!
And we can't because it's over!
And it's over, and it was to be continued in August of 2014.
It's over!
I'm so glad that they decided to not come back to this fic.
Really? I want to know if there's going to be any complications. Will his penis fall off? Will his mom leave him in the bath forever?
Will she forget to put the ointment on?
Like, favorite, subscribe to contact the author to have him complete this.
Questions still need to be answered.
Oh, yes. Absolutely ridiculous. Alright, found the short one, and it's only the guests that are gonna read, alright?
Okay.
Oh. Oh, shit. Alright.
Give me just a moment to get it all around here. Ladies and gentlemen. Girls.
We gotta stall for time.
Link.
And
Link.
Everything in between.
Link.
Desert Bus Ride 1, a romance story, and
yes.
Four ladies.
Pierre Chimera. Oh, nice.
Yes.
He's my hero.
He was on the show last season. If you listened.
Oh, fuck. I should have listened.
Yeah, you need to go back and listen.
It's the one that we're
going to watch. I'm going to have it going.
He wrote a story just for us to read.
Aww. We also cut 20 minutes out of the show.
Because there was shit that was so bad.
It was good. It was good.
No. No, no. It's bad.
It's bad. It's real bad, man.
Bad. If I'm remembering the correct episode, it was bad.
All right. So first up is Mana.
Not me. I don't have it yet.
Okay, fine.
Oh, how are you guys put this up? Because it's like one page in a bit.
Story. If you check it out, I've already made it so that there's a page 2 page 3.
Oh, I got it. There's a bus, ride 1.
Oh,
Starlink.
You're fresh.
HTTPS.
Please stop it!
/
www.barrelsoft.com.
Okay, so for some reason,
Stop.
On Android didn't update it.
Please stop it, Fembrush, otherwise, it could be grounds for divorce.
What?
I need artwork of that.
Begging me to like.
More like he's pegging you.
We need
I would be pegging him.
Brush.
I'm also putting this forward as somebody linked this to me while we were talking about circumcisions. There is a comic book hero called The Acidic Jew.
What? Wow. No, there's also a comic called
Motherfucking Acidic Jew.
No. There's also a comic with a hero called Foreskin Man.
Is there Smegma Man?
No.
Probably. Who knows?
The antithesis of Foreskin Man.
Desert Bus Ride 1, a romance story and four ladies. Summary. Important people drive the bus in the desert bus game, which does not have category. Chapter 1. Desert Bus Ride 1, a romance story and for ladies. Desert Bus Ride number 1. Romance story and for ladies.
What's the title again? I didn't catch it.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure what you're
I'm sorry,
saying.
Was
Can
this
you
a aquatic adventure?
All right. I'm not saying that again. Mr. Oakland, was he driving? He was drive to get the place. Was Las Vegas, but had's made make to drive all the way for 8 hours approximately. Oh, great. He am talk loudly at him. It was too long for enjoyable ride. Just suddenly, there was time to drive faster. Oh no, speed limit, he announced to his driving bus, who was shocked. They wondered what was his drive problem. God damn it. The passengers became listened to him as he told them what happened. It is powerful drive across desert. No man has ever. No man? Said them quietly. One man is. He is powerful warlock, and he discovered this desert incredibly. Scares children, one mother said, and she was scared with earmuffs. It's not cold in desert, so Mr. Oakland did not know why she wear them, so he leaves bus operation to investigate. A man who was there drove as well, because he could drive a bus with his license.
I'm waiting for Garfield to show up. That would be fucking awesome.
Yep.
Oh, man.
John Freeman, who was Gordon Freeman's brother.
Yep.
The earmuffs were made of scientific discovery.
Yes!
It keep me cool while we bus drive, she explained. Mr. Oakland decided to believe her story, but knew there was something up. That was a cognitive sentence.
It was to be believer story.
Oh, damn it.
Bieber believer?
Yes.
Okay, let me try that again. Mr. Oakland decided to believe her story, but knew there was something up. We nearly hit a skunk, said the driver man, who was named Bob Orlando, and he speaks with no nervousness, for the task was unfrightening. We did not hit, so it okay. I must drive for safety, Mr. Oakland say, and he get back into wheel. Bob Orlando fall. He's sick. No, Bob replied. Thank you for your concern, kind woman. I have losted my balancing.
I have losted my English. My English.
Yeah, I lose it every day. No worries.
I'm kind of waiting for Teletubbies and Snape. When he gets up, they find blood. How far to Las Vegas, and if they have hospital? The lady woman said, with her dress in her fist. It is 7 hours and 45 minutes more, so hold on for speed, but we must make most of gasoline.
Hold on for speed!
So they did not speed up.
It's speed one.
Oh.
No.
No.
So they did not speed up. I am okay. Bob putted his hand on the blood, and it stopped, so it was only small blood. What is name?
Inga, what did you do infiltrating this story?
What is this American scum? Okay, I'm going to use my radio voice for this, because I want to channel... Wait,
do you have a radio voice?
No, not really. I'm just going to try...
I was going to say, why did you wait until 5 minutes before the end to whip it out?
I want to channel, John Freeman, who was Gordon Freeman's brother, that...
The guy who talks in Microsoft Sam?
Margaret, she say distantly and is look out window into desert. It was hot, so she holding dress carefully in case of hot exhausting. I see you are wearing expensive dress. Thank you. It is one of my favorite clothing, but it is not important. I have meet my boyfriend in Las Vegas, and he will be in trouble. Bob was sad that she had girlfriend, but knew he would win her triumphantly to like him and maybe get a very good cup of coffee. But why? He asked of information. My boyfriend is worked for FBI, and they have dangerous terrorist him. That is outrageous, Bob demanded. I hope he is safe. Thank you for concerning you. Mr. Oakland thought carefully. It was too hard to tell the truth that him first name was Kyle Roberts and he worked for FBI too, but internal affairs sent him to watch FBI, so he noted that Margaret boyfriend would be him job. Stressed, he almost drove off the line, but he pressed left and did not. It was close one, he said, but no one understand and did not know, so he did not bother with them. One man on the bus was from India, and he talked of what it like to grow up in India.
Because we needed to know that that was very important.
Way to left plot. Turn.
Yeah.
Well, it is a bus.
Yeah.
A desert bus.
At least it's not a caravan.
It's not a caravan.
No!
Okay, Logan.
Desert caravan.
Dodge caravan.
When they arrive, boyfriend was get shot.
Yeah. Oh no! How will I have my episode 7 fanfiction now?
No! He am hit by bullets, Margaret thought very loudly. This is all because terrorists. Mr. Oakland punched fist into air with angry. He was angry.
Because obviously he was at a POD concert.
Oh no, POD. Boyfriends say, I am Jim. And I am your cousin, Kyle. It was too much. And so Mr. Oakland cried in bus for 8 hour drive back to Tucson, Arizona. He never found out how it went at hospital and was never told. What happened? Asked an old woman. This is frightening. Frightening me. We will be back soon, but it will be very dark. He said to new passengers. One of passengers worked with Kyle Roberts for FBI many years ago. But Mr. Oakland could not tell him the harsh news. The end. Dedicated to the brave FBI.
And what
it's
perfect...
It's like at the end of the Digimon fanfiction where it's like, dedicated to Sarah or whatever.
Yep.
Dedicated to my Tumblr vibrator. And that's perfect timing, rounding us off almost exactly at 10 o'clock p.m. Thank you very much to our guests, Mana. Not Mana. Woo! It's Mana.
Mana.
Mayonnaise.
mayonnaise.
Mama sure. Mayonnaise.
And Al Gore's Juicy Fruits. yeah. And of course to our co-hosts, David, and Sean.
Yay.
All right. No, seriously, thank you to Logan, Sean, and Val, and we'll have David back next week after his move finishes to another state.
Hey!
Must be the money. Next week, also, I will be broadcasting from Canada.
Canada!
So, it's no longer on fire.
Well, I'm not going to that part of Canada anyway.
Or rather, the part, no, we're going fire. To the part that recently defrosted.
Yes.
That's all of Canada.
Where we go to celebrate a day dedicated to the French language by drinking a lot.
Yes.
Holy oui.
Well, no, I went before the show.
Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes, like and follow us on SoundCloud and Audioboom, or subscribe and stream on Google Play. Basically, let us know how much you like us, or don't like us, so we can continue improving on every aspect of this show. Or don't, because you're a jerk. The standard opener tells me that here is where I should put optional credits. Well, if I were going to put credits here, they'd be all about me. Showrunner, Steve-O. Edited by, Steve-O. Opener and closer done by, Steve-O. Broadcasted by, Steve-O. Birthed by, Steve-O. Ruined by, David and Logan. But no, I don't want to put credits here, because I'm humble, damn it. Opening song, Analoc, Adrian's Sleep. Closing song, Xenon Odyssey and Dishu, Sunrise in Mabe. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon or giving CPR at the appropriate time. Be sure to be trained in automated emergency defibrillators. If you donate, I can assure you it does not go to furthering my pornography addiction, at least not until I can raise enough to get another 5-terabyte hard drive and another gallon of aloe. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network. And there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. Join the bandwagon, sheeple! To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships, especially if you're baddragon.com or divineinterventions.com. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. And be sure to follow Nerdy Show and Friday Night Fanfiction on all of your favorite social networks, like Twitter, or Facebook, or X-Hamster. If it's geeky, we got it covered, mostly in chocolate sauce.